Now, today I'm going to chat about personal hygiene. Ooh, yes, I know it's a hugely broad subject, but here goes. It isn't just about having a regular bath or shower, it's much more than that. Now, at the present time, hygiene is so much more important than usual for the reasons of good health, keeping illness, infection at bay for yourself, but also for social reasons, reducing the risk of infection or other things to your fellow humans. Hygiene at the moment has a psychological element to it too, doesn't it? Given the coronavirus pandemic, I wondered to myself if the coronavirus would increase the awareness of hygiene, and certainly with hand washing, this does seem to be the case. Now, back in the early days of the pandemic, do you remember the emphasis on good hand hygiene? Hand hygiene has always been very important to reduce spread of disease, and overall it helps to maintain your health and that of others too. Personal hygiene is also about brushing your teeth and wearing clean clothing. Now, at the moment, it isn't possible to access the dentist, so dental hygiene is crucial to assist your teeth and gums to stay okay. If you do need a dentist as an emergency, you'll need to phone 111 in the first instance and ask for advice. Wearing clean clothing and laundering your clothes is key to maintaining your hygiene too, especially if you're going outdoors regularly or you're going to work. Now, is sleep hygiene something to be aware of? Well, actually, yes, it is. If you think about it, everyone's circumstances have changed, routines have changed, and some people's living arrangements have changed. As a consequence, our previous personal routines as such have been altered, and this does indeed affect our psychological state too, even though we might not think it does. And that does affect your sleep. I myself have had sleeping issues lately. There are many theories about sleep, which I referred to in an earlier Stay Healthy Hour, which you can find on the Vectis Radio website if you're interested. Not surprisingly, having a bedtime routine is key to good sleep hygiene, as is getting some type of exercise in the day, keeping your bedroom quiet, and also at a comfortable temperature. Now moving on to washing and dressing. Some of us may be finding washing and dressing a challenge due to having an altered mental state or just not wishing to bathe or having the energy to do it. However, having a nice bath or shower is a great care for yourself and you feel so much better afterwards as well as cleaner. It can feel like a mountain to climb, but just think how much better you will feel after. Now, food. Food hygiene is crucial too in everyone's home. It might not be at the top of your priority list now, but in current times, it's not wise to risk other sorts of illness by storing or cooking foods incorrectly. Take care to follow your common sense and the packaging instructions. Wash up your dishes as soon as you can and store any leftovers in the fridge to avoid spoiling. I can't stress enough about the importance of hygiene, even when a lot of us are not leaving home much. Current circumstances suggest we need to be even more mindful of our hygiene. In terms of every sort of hygiene, be proud of what you are able to achieve every day. You're doing your best to achieve what you can. The next subject today on the Stay Healthy Hour is eating. I don't know about you, but recent events have changed my eating habits a great deal. And it's made me think more about things like shopping, selecting foods, and eating properly. The effects of staying at home for a prolonged period have made a lot of people concerned about potential weight gain due to not being active as usual. I've got one of those gadgets that measures your steps daily, and over the past couple of months I've seen my daily steps decrease drastically from usual. Coupled with the psychological effects of the coronavirus pandemic, snacking is on the rise. Many people I've spoken to describe that a sudden need or crave for chocolate or other sweet things to crave has been strangely prevalent. Well, when our bodies become stressed, we produce more cortisol, and cortisol makes us want sugary or quick energy foods. So there you go. It is true to say that I've eaten much more chocolate than usual recently. Understanding what our cravings for snacks are and having something different to snack on is useful. Don't deny yourself snacks, just be mindful of the quantities. I've discovered by surfing the internet that there are lots of healthy snack options that are easy to make, and I've had such fun making them too. What I do now with all my snacks is put them all on the table for the day And if I eat them all in one go, that's my lookout, and I don't have any more till the following day. I'm not being harsh on myself, I'm just trying to limit the quantities. The Association of UK Dietitians have some great snacking tips. When you fancy a snack, ask yourself four questions. Are you thirsty? Are you bored? Are you stressed or anxious? Are you feeling sad? And after thinking about those four questions, decide what you want to do. Those tips are definitely helping me to keep a handle on snacking. In the last few weeks, there have been days, I'm sure, when you didn't feel like eating much at all. And yes, indeed, I put my hand up for that one too. On days like that, be kind to yourself and don't dwell too much on it. Tomorrow is another day. So how can you eat well at the moment? The Association of UK Dietitians have given some great tips, which I'm trying my best to do. Eating a healthy, balanced diet is key to this. We need 5 portions of fruit and veg a day, good sources of protein, iron and calcium. If you're not exercising as much as usual, then you might need to reduce the portion sizes of food. Don't forget fluid intake. We humans need to think about drinking at least 1.5 litres a day. Also, being mindful of our alcohol intake is beneficial to our body and mind. Current circumstances mean we can't get to the shops or select our favourite foods as we usually do. So, having a list to refer to is helpful, as is having a menu set out for every day of the week. I'm trying to make sure I've got adequate amounts of fruit, veggie, protein and things like that. I've not been into a supermarket for, about 2 months now, and I strangely rather like online shopping now. A new concept for me, I admit, but I do spend less, and obviously not being actually in the shop, I don't get so distracted by the bright or sparkly displays encouraging me to buy this and that. Eat well to stay well. Don't deny yourself snacks, just be mindful of quantities. These foodie things I've talked about will help to maintain your body and your mind too. So far today, I've chatted about personal hygiene, eating, and where to get help should you need it. Now for some exercise. Well, actually a chat about it. Have you been exercising either indoors or outdoors? If you have been fortunate to be out and about for daily exercise, has your exercise pattern altered? Have you had concerns if you're exercising outside your home environment? For those of us who've not strayed beyond our gardens, there are many online workouts available, and locally on the island, many companies are offering virtual classes too. Exercise is so crucial to maintaining our bodies, isn't it? And our minds. It is an individual choice as to what type of exercise. It doesn't have to be a daily marathon or a 10-mile walk if you don't fancy that. It could be just a little walk or even a skip along, whatever floats your boat, as it were. The government on Friday the 22nd of May said that in England you're now allowed to exercise outdoors as often as you wish. You're now allowed to use outdoor sports courts. The social distancing guidelines still apply, so please stick to the 2 metre rule. Indoor sports is not yet permitted. We will have to wait a little while longer for that. Group gatherings are still not permitted, so please don't do that. The positive thing now is that we're allowed to spend time outdoors, just enjoying the fresh air, perhaps having a picnic or sunbathing, and enjoying nature. The natural world is a great thing for your mental health, isn't it? Using our common sense about this is crucial to maintaining our health and well-being, so enjoy your time outdoors when you're able. Take some hand sanitizer with you and wash your hands well when you get home.